The ACLU of Wisconsin and the Milwaukee branch of the NAACP say the Department of Workforce Development's handling of W-2 violates the Americans with Disabilities Act. ACLU of Wisconsin Foundation attorney Karen Rotker says the state is not following federal guidelines on the disabled and is doing improper screening for disabilities.
Nationwide, it's estimated that 44% and maybe more of all participants in welfare programs have disabilities, and you need some kind of system to identify that as soon as people walk in the door so that you're sending them to assignments that are actually going to help lead to self-sufficiency.
Rotker acknowledges W-2 has various work levels based on the client's skills, but she says the assigning of people to those levels is haphazard and that people are pressured to be in higher levels than what's appropriate. Department of Workforce Development spokesperson Rachel Bittner denies any intentional missteps with evaluating disabled individuals.
It's not an easy thing to do, and it's not an easy thing to assess. So it does occur that there would be a mistake in a judgment in a case, and in that case there is an appeals process that an individual can go through if they feel that they've been wrongly denied service or sanctioned.
Bittner says the state has ordered performance standards for the W-2 service agencies around Wisconsin to measure whether they're doing the right assessments. The ACLU and NAACP also want a probe of whether a higher percentage of white clients versus black clients are getting time limit extensions, allowing them to keep receiving cash benefits. The state says benefit extension requests are handled on a case-by-case basis. The civil rights groups are asking Tommy Thompson's Department of Health and Human Services to give fair hearing to their complaints, even though Thompson helped set up W-2 as Wisconsin governor. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.